Welcome to SyndicatedNews.net. Tonight, we're going to spend a little time with Richard William Lord. He's an actor. I call him the new Marlboro man. Gorgeous face, but he's 6'4", muscle, all built, six-pack, the whole package. Girls, yes, he's got it all, and yes, he's single. Let's start from the top. Richard, are you here with us?
Thanks for having me. It's really good to be here.
When did you get into acting?
The early 80s, 1983, 1984, I started with the TV show Miami Vice down in South Florida, Miami, Florida. And I did 22 episodes with them doing stunt work pretty primarily.
And what have you been up to lately? Have you been working
in
film? I mean, it seems like you've continued acting.
I have. I've stayed in the entertainment field ever since then. From there, I went into Disney, MGM Studios, Indiana Jones, Epic Stunt Spectacular Stunt Show for a couple of years. I transferred from there over to a small theme park in Southeast Asia called Safari World. And from there, I came back after a year tour of duty, so to speak, to San Antonio, Texas, where I was working in a Lone Star Gunfighter, a cowboy Wild West gunfighter stunt show for a year. And then gradually kept
I actually know of that in San Antonio.
Really?
Yeah.
Six Flags Fiesta, Texas, a great theme park, fantastic.
The only reason I know of it is because I was in San Antonio interviewing Yolanda Saldivar's family after she got arrested for murdering Selena Quintanilla.
Oh, my.
And we were in San Antonio for that. That's the only reason I happen to know about that part.
Well, everything that we shot in our guns, it was just blank. We had a fantastic time in San Antonio. I can't say enough about people from Texas. Overwhelming. They were just so kind and gentle, and everybody told us before we went there, fantastic people.
I agree. They were terrific.
Yeah,
they were terrific.
I loved them.
Now, what movies have you worked on?
I just finished a film over in Southeast Asia by the director Adam Chin, and I had a very, very strong role in that, and the name of the film was Phantom Pain. And before that, I worked with Lee Tonkum 4 months ago on a film here in Orlando, Florida called Shooter, and we just won Best Film in the 24-Hour Film Festival over there in Orlando. And I go all the way back,
wow.
I guess, Bodyguard 2, about 18, 20 films back. And Bodyguard 2, that was Sahamangan Films International, Mum Jamuk, Southeast Asia's number one stand-up comedian and film star. And it was in one of his films.
Richard, you've been here 3 days. Where were you?
Southeast Asia, Bangkok, Thailand. I keep going back there. I've lived there for 9.5 years since 1994.
Do you speak Thai yet?
Putai Mitnoi, cop. I speak a little bit of Thai. Yeah, I speak enough to talk to the taxi drivers and tell them, you know, Dong Bai, Lia Sai, Lia Kwa, yut, and to stop where I need to. And I can order food and I can ask for directions. And, of course, I can ask, oh, can't you possibly give me a better price on this item that I'd like to buy?
As a New Yorker, you speak Thai.
Mitnoi, couple.
If you know how to negotiate a deal, then you're doing fine.
Yes, it does help. It does help.
And what kind of a movie is this?
Which movie? You mean Phantom Pain?
Phantom Pain, finished? The one you were just working
on. Yes, that I just worked on. It's a sci-fi drama thriller. And the director, Adam Chin, I can't say enough about this young man. I really think he has a lot of potential as a director. Really, really bonded with myself and the other actors in the film. Very, very descriptive. He knew exactly what he wanted from us. And I don't want to give the film away too much. We shot the first third this past June and July. And it was done during the monsoon season. And we're supposed to go back, we think, the end of October, beginning of November, to finish off the last two-thirds of the film. And I'm really hoping that I get to go back then to finish it off. But I think it's really going to be a great film. It's an independent film. Adam himself is financing everything, but it's been just fantastic working with him, and he's really looked after the actors as well as the crew and is really taking good care of us.
Now, Phantom Pain, what kind of a movie is that exactly?
Well, it's a sci-fi drama thriller. Basically, my role, I was cast as Dave O'Connor, and I'm a Vietnam War vet that came back with a lot of mental issues. And in this film, I have a drinking problem, perhaps a bit of a drug problem. My mind is being controlled by a woman that does look after me and control me telepathically. And I'm doing a lot of murders and killing a lot of mafia hitmen and things like that, mafia bosses throughout the city of Bangkok.
That sounds interesting. Definitely an action film.
It is. There is some action in it. And in the end, I'm not going to tell you what happened, but it's pretty exciting. And it'll probably be a little painful to shoot as well. They're high impact over there in Southeast Asia.
Get lots of insurance.
Yes, I always try to pick up a little extra when I'm there.
I heard you were in a short film. Last January, was it?
Yes, it was. And it was called Shooter by the director Lee Tonkum. It was a 24-hour film festival entry. And we ended up winning best film out of everyone there.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. And this director, Lee Tonkum, I've worked with him several times, and I'm cast for another film. That's why I just got back 3 days ago for his third film that he's using me in. And I'm really blessed to have known him and get to work with him again. And his new film coming up is called Tears of Remedy. And we'll be shooting here in the middle of September through probably the end of October.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Now tell me, what happened with Paul Stewart?
Oh, he's a fantastic editor. He's actually a great director in his own right, as well as director of photography. And really, I think director of photography as well as editor, those are his fortes. He's the owner and operator of 316 Productions right there in Orlando, Florida. I can't recommend him enough. And I have known him for now, oh my gosh, almost 4 years. And every time I come back from Asia, I always give him all of my showreel material. He edits everything. And it's just fantastic. He's just gotten me an awful lot of attention throughout Southeast Asia, the Pacific Rim countries, Korea and India, and the Philippines as well, just because of his editing.
Really? He's that well known?
Yeah. He's not really that well known, but everything on my showreel that he's done really garners me a lot of attention. And a lot of people have looked at me and given me a second and third take because of the editing of his showreel material that he's done for me. I can't say enough.
What's the name of his company?
316 Productions, and it's located in Orlando, Florida.
316 Productions.
That's right. He's fantastic. He's just an incredible young talent that has really gotten a lot of attention, not only for me, but he's also gotten attention for himself just because of the showreel editing. In fact, Richard Downing, who is the number one editor / nothing lead post-production house without his signature on it, I mean, who is this guy? I would like him to come work for me here in Bangkok, Thailand. And Richard Downing is the man in charge of the post-Bangkok post-production house, and they have done 4 or 5 of Jackie Chan's films in the last few years, and he wanted Paul Stewart to come over and relocate there and work on one of the Jackie Chan films.
Did Paul Stewart go?
No, he couldn't go. Tragically, he couldn't go, and it broke my heart that he couldn't, because I would have loved to have met him at Suvarnabhumi Airport there in Bangkok and said, welcome to Thailand. He didn't. He had prior engagements and prior commitments and things for about the next 6 to 8 months. So he was unable to get over there. And gosh, I really, really wish he could have made it. I think it would have been an incredible boost for his career. I think it would have taken him to the next level.
Richard, I hear your parents live in Sarasota?
They sure do. And that's where I was born and raised, in Sarasota, Florida. And whenever I come home, I'm the oldest boy. My kid brother lives out in Moab, Utah. My sister and brother-in-law live up in South Carolina. And I always come back here and hang out with them. And it's really been a great experience, especially now that I'm getting older. And, of course, they're getting a little bit older.
I'm always curious about the siblings. What's your brother doing in Utah?
My kid brother has a business out there called Moab Eyeworks. It's an optical shop. He does contacts, prescription eyewear, sunglasses, extreme sport optics, and things like that.
So he does some specialty work.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's really quite talented.
Moab Iwerks. Polarized fishing sunglasses and golf sunglasses.
Anything and everything. If you're into cliff-based jumping, if you're into, you name it, scuba diving, and you need prescription scuba mask, anything like that, he really does some great work with that.
Utah. Merchant Circle. Yeah, I see.
Moab, Utah. Great little town. My family has a little five-acre piece of property out there. Moab Iwerks, that's where John Wayne did 54 of his 57 Western films. That's where he shot them, in Moab, Utah.
Well, for anyone who's interested in these specialized glasses of any kind with prescription and all, it's Moab Iwerks. That's MoabEyeWorks. Moab Iwerks. 435-259-9492.
How did you know his phone number? Amazing.
Google.
Amazing. Google. Wow. My brother-in-law worked in one of the banks up there. I'm not exactly sure. My sister does interior decorating, and she works part-time with it. And his name is Roger Haskett. Great guy. Can't say enough about him. He loves to go hunting. He's going out to see my kid brother in Utah. He and my sister both, during late October, early November, I believe, to go hunting out there in Utah. Big game hunting. Yeah, he's a big hunter and fisherman.
Pickens, South Carolina.
Yep, that's it. Pickens and Easley. Yeah.
There we are.
And all this
are.
Is from Google, huh?
Mm-hmm. Haskett Realty. Let's give him a plug. That's 864-878-2084, and they're located at 104 East Main Street, Pickens, South Carolina. If you need some realty work in the Carolinas, that's where you go. And the leading ladies. Have you ever fallen in love with any of your leading ladies?
Well, I haven't really fallen in love with any of my leading ladies, Miss Ruthie, but I tell you, one young woman that I worked with, she did steal my heart. And she was just an amazing girl. She really was. She was 7 years old.
Aww.
She was the leading lady. Yeah, she was precious. She just did an amazing performance. And we got to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star throughout the film. And she just stole my heart. She was just the cutest thing that I've ever worked with. Her family was there on the set. Her mother and father were just fantastic. And this little girl, her hair was just a mess. And the wind's blowing, and just throughout the whole film. And tragically in the film, she dies. And, you know, I have to portray just I was her father in the film, and I had to portray just the angst and the agony of seeing my baby girl, you know, be trampled and crushed throughout this crazy film. And it was really, really heartbreaking. But she was the cutest little thing. And after we got done, and Lee Tonkin, the director, ended up saying, cut, that's a wrap, everybody. Thank you very much. Fantastic work. The little girl started crying. And I said, you know, Amy, what is wrong? What's wrong? You know, her name was Kennedy. I'm sorry, in the film it was Amy. And Kennedy, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she said, you promised that I would get hot chocolate, and I never got it. And now I have to go home because the film's over.
Did you get her some hot chocolate?
No, yeah, it was very, very cold. We shot the film in February, and we were outdoors the last day of shooting. And it was windy, it was cold, and all of us were bundled up and things. And she kept mentioning that, you know, boy, oh boy, I see that they have hot chocolate on the buffet line. I would give anything for some of that hot chocolate. And I kept requesting it, but nobody was able to bring it to us because we were shooting and jumping throughout locations so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I promise you, I will get you hot chocolate before the day is over.
And did you?
The director, I did after she started crying, and I was like, Kennedy, what's wrong? Her name was Kennedy Mason. Fantastic little girl, such a great talent, just amazing. And she said, yeah, I never got the hot chocolate that you promised me, and now it's the end of the film, and we all have to go home. And I said, you just hold on. You're not going anywhere until we do get some hot chocolate. And I ended up tracking down a lot of the PAs that were on the set, and I said, we need hot chocolate as much as you can possibly bring. And they brought over 6 or 8 cups. They brought over packets of, you know, hot chocolate mixed with little tiny marshmallows in it, and she ended up taking 6 or 8 of those home with her.
Good for her.
And she was smiling. Oh, she was just such an amazing young child. I just can't say enough about her. Her parents and her older brother, he was there throughout the whole shoot,
mm-hmm.
and they were just fantastic people. And in fact, we tried to cast her on another film that we shot this past March and April,
mm-hmm.
out in the Gulf of Mexico, and the name of the film was Dark Sunset. And we tried to cast her as my daughter in the film also. And due to shooting restraints and her prior commitments that she already had, I believe it was with the Disney Channel over in Orlando, she was unable to shoot with us and to work with us. And it broke my heart. But we ended up casting another girl that did an amazing job on the film as well. You know, little Kennedy, she's got a special place in my heart. She's just...
Now, your favorite roles that you've played, tell me.
What
characters that you've played that stick in your mind?
The one that I just finished shooting this past year, last December, over in Southeast Asia, Pattaya, Thailand, in a film that's going to be exploding, I think, onto the big screen this next January, February 2011, when it's going to be released. The name of the film was Glory Days, and the role was really, I was really blessed by the director, Roy Alfred, to get to be in his film. He gave me a role of playing a multi-millionaire that had a drop-dead gorgeous wife, and her name was Sonia Cooling, who was one of Thailand's top supermodels and had a very illustrious career over there. And that was a really, really great role. In fact, that was the one that I trained so hard for when they told me, Richard, you're going to be wearing a swimsuit, and your wife is a Thai supermodel, and she's drop-dead gorgeous. And you better come in good shape. And I actually came in the best shape of my life.
Good for
that
you.
That was a great role.
Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I probably overtrained for it, you know. But I don't know. I don't guess you can be in too good a shape.
No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing.
I don't know. Maybe, you know.
No, but, there's no such thing. No, because it takes years off you and you live longer.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I don't want to live forever.
Yes, you
I do.
There's a book called Younger Next Year. We interviewed the authors, Chris Crowley and Dr. Lodge, and the reporter that interviewed them is also very serious about exercise and defies his age. Lots of men and women that I know that are exercising now in their 50s and 60s, they're defying their age. They're just so healthy in so many ways that it slows down the aging process. It does.
It sure does. That is the truth. I won't disagree with you there, Ms.
So that was your favorite role, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that was my favorite role. There's just so many roles. You're acting, and for myself, I hate to say this, and when people, true thespians of the arts, hate to hear people say this, but I really enjoy being someone else when I'm with me. You know what I mean?
I understand you.
I really enjoy being someone else. I know who I am. I've been with me for 52 years now, and I really enjoy the chance and the opportunity portray somebody else and to be someone else in film. And I've done so many different things, everything from a robotic cyborg all the way to a mafia hitman, you know, a mafia boss's hitman, and to a international action star and things like that, and to a preacher in one of the films, Grave Reality, that I'm shooting part two while I'm home here in September. I've been everything from a neighborhood bully to a mafia boss to an insane doctor to a giant org to, you know, a government agent to a mugger to a father to, you know, there's just so many different things that I've been blessed to get cast as, and to a professional prize fighter and things like that. And
I saw those boxing shots. I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't in that great a shape for that, but I don't really think that they were calling for me to be in fantastic shape and just look like a middle-aged, worn-out prize fighter. So I came in looking like middle-aged, worn-out.
No, you did well. They took a really good shot where your face is totally contorted and your lip is, they just knocked you in the mouth. And I was thinking, what a great shot that is. When I started in media, one of my first jobs was I was sent, somebody got sick, and it was during the Olympics, and Russia was fighting the U.S. It was boxing at the Dome in Syracuse, New York, and it was freezing cold. But I was thrilled that the guy was sick, and I was trying to contain my glee because it would be my first on-the-job photo shoot. And I remember they called and said, so-and-so's got the flu. And I said, that's great. I mean, that's awful. And that's how I started, you know, shooting boxing. So I have, on the Internet, I have a lot of boxing shots. Now, what's your favorite country, considering that you've lived everywhere in the world?
Yep, that's true. I've lived all over Europe. I've lived throughout Southeast Asia. The greatest country, well, there's not even, hands down, certainly America. It's the greatest show on earth. I've traveled all over America and been throughout all the states here. We have an amazing country. Its beauty is overwhelming. The people are fantastic from coast to coast. And I just can't say enough great things about it. I know that we're only, it's like, what, 240 years old, so we're going through all these growing pains and things like that. But, I mean, considering how young we are, we're certainly the greatest country on earth. It's a place where a man can dream big and big dreams happen here. And I've been throughout all of Europe and some of the Caribbean and throughout a little bit of Central America, Mexico, Canada, Southeast Asia, Thailand, Malaysia, Laos, Cambodia, Burma, and, you know.
Okay, this is fantastic. You've been everywhere, you're right.
Yeah.
Plan to retire in the U.S. or in South Pacific?
Well, to tell you the truth, my dream since I was a 10-year-old boy has been to sail off, Miss Ruthie, in a beautiful sailboat, 40 to 48 feet long, and retire in the South Pacific, live in a Swiss Family Robinson treehouse, and go snorkeling each and every day and eat lobster, stone crab, and octopus for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, coconut milk, and surf from sunup to sundown. And that would really be my ultimate dream, is to finish out my days in the South Pacific.
Now, Richard, tell me about the most famous people you filmed with. Who are they?
Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. Let me see, who else? Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice.
Yeah.
We all know who he was. Sure, fantastic people. Mum Jamuk over in Southeast Asia. Boy, oh boy, there's just top flight. Nong Rachita, which is not only a fantastic director and script writer, but just an amazing talent. Stuntman, incredible talent that I worked with on a film called Five Hero Hearts that was released last year.
Now, I understand you've been spending some time at Full Sail College working on shorts and other things. Tell us about the Full Sail experience. How did you wind up there?
Sail.
And tell us about Full Sail.
This was a few years ago, just a couple of years ago or 3 years ago. I came home from Southeast Asia. And I'd been overseas for a year and 2 months or something like that. And I didn't want to just sit here and let the days go by and get rusty. I wanted to keep my chops up, my acting chops up. And one of them suggested, hey, check out Full Sail University over in Orlando, Florida. And said, listen, they do student films. You would be amazed. They're shooting all the time. I ended up going over. They had several auditions. I spoke with a gentleman named Mr. Spoon, and he was in charge of the whole film department over there. And he said, yeah, we do auditions all the time. Please, please, come on over, audition. We'd love to have you. I went over and saw them, auditioned, and was cast for a couple of short films that they were shooting in 16-millimeter film. It was one of the best experiences of my life, and for the next 7 months, it was every weekend or every other weekend that I was auditioning for films with the students there, with the instructors there, or shooting in a film with the students and instructors there. And I shot, if I'm not mistaken, 14 short films in the period of 7 months, as well as 3 voiceovers and 6 commercials. And it was just a fantastic experience. And I really, at the end of my 7 months, I was getting recalled to go back over to Southeast Asia to do another film over there. And I almost cried because I really loved that school, the campus, the students. I just fell in love with the place. And I can't say enough about it. For any actors or actresses that are just trying to build their show reels and things like that, Full Sail University in Orlando, Florida, is just the best. It's one of 4 or 5 universities throughout the entire U.S. that shoots 35-millimeter film. And the instructors, just incredible. The students, they're just, and they are, and they're living the dream. They're getting to do what they want. And I'm living the dream, getting to shoot film almost every week or every other week with them. And it was just an incredible experience. And I wouldn't trade that for all the tea in China.
I recommend that if you're going to look for, or you want to see his pictures, Richard William Lord, or maybe you're a producer or a director and you want to hire him. Of course, you can find him the normal way, but he's also on Facebook. Any of your movies wound up on YouTube yet?
That's a good question, Ruthie. I really don't search the films out too much. I know that there's a lot of different places that you can see several of the trailers.
How about Asian Showreel?
Asian Showreel, yep, that's on Google. I think that's probably
sure
on YouTube. I would say probably the best place to go would be
You're all over YouTube.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, Phantom Pain audition reel is here too. Shot in 316.
How about Dark Sunset? Is Dark Sunset movie trailer out there?
There are so many actually that I'm not sure. It may not even be. Yeah, you
okay.
Take the full first page and then some.
Wow, how about that? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah. Terrific, terrific. You can also go to Vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O, and search Richard William Lord, and you'll see 9 or 10 different showreels and different scenes from movie trailers and auditions and things like that.
It's Training for Glory Days?
Yep. That's the showreel that was shot 3 days before they shot my role in the film. With Sonya
448 liver tablets?
Yes.
Why?
Because liver is fantastic. It's a pure protein. It's high in B12, keeps your energy up, very, very, very low in fat. And it's when you're really, really dieting, oh, liver, man, you can eat a handful of liver tablets, feel energized, really takes the edge off of your hunger, and really gives you a strong boost as far as energy-wise. Liver, it's the greatest. But I hate liver.
So do
I hate liver tablets. Yeah, I can't stand liver. It's horrible.
Good. Then I'll take
but
the liver
chew
tablets.
Up the liver
yeah,
tablets.
Yeah.
High energy. Really, really a great food. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, yeah, they all swear by it. Vince Guaranda, all the way. Jack LaLanne, he swears by it.
Really?
He was doing all of his feats of strength. He was taking up to 100 tablets a day. Per day, Jack LaLanne.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, so if Jack LaLanne's doing it, Ruthie, gosh darn it, I'm going to give it a try.
I agree. That's amazing.
And a lot of egg whites, too.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come visit syndicatednews.net and give us an interview. This has been Richard William Lord. Keep your eyes out for him because one day he's going to be huge, and we won't be able to talk to him. We'll have to go through a whole bunch of people.
Oh, I don't.
Oh,
you can't say that, Ruthie. I'll always find time in my life to speak with you. Sure. And I really appreciate the opportunity of sharing some of my life's experiences here on Syndicated News and with you and all of your listeners. It's been a great, great experience, and I hope we get to do it real soon. You could try looking up 5 Hero Hearts. Perhaps that was released on there. 5 Hero Hearts.
Isn't that something?
On Films International.
5 Hero Hearts. Yeah, it's on Google. There it is.
Is it? Is it right there?
So do you have a lot of martial arts training?
I don't. I'm just an American street fighter, brawler, boxer,
mm-hmm.
that kind of things. And when I went overseas, several of Baramu Studios and Sahamangan Films, they were really pushing me to go into the martial arts and go into Muay Thai especially. And it's like I'm in my 50s now.
And I wish you very well in your film career. You're definitely on your way. And you'll be in Florida to do some work. And when do you head out?
I would try to stick around through Christmas and New Year's to hang with my mom and dad. They're my best friends.
Oh, so, nice. What a lovely thing to say.
Around. Well, they are. I mean, I don't know. I always come back and see them, and they're always so supportive. And even though, you know, the career is hot or cold and things like that, they're always in my corner fighting for me.
Good for them.
Going for me, you
Good
know.
For
so,
them.
Yeah, they're my best friends. They're great.
They're well, great. Thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ruthie.
Hello.